This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Ooh, okay. My name's Travis Bean, and this channel, We Talk Kanye West, and still wondering why I chose now, this point in time, to come back and talk about Kanye news. Chris is a brave man, I will tell you that. He's really good at navigating these troubling waters, and I mean, it's important to talk about this stuff, and I'm trying to get back in the Kanye zone as we start our new season on our podcast, Watching a Throne. We're going to be talking about My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy for season 8. And I've kind of been running around, like, you know, I had a baby recently and I've had a lot of stuff going on in my life. So I cut Kanye out a little bit, and now I'm jumping back in the exact moment a lot of other people are counting him out of their lives. And this definitely won't help. Of course, one thing I want to say up front about all this is I am not expressing an opinion on whether or not it is true. I mean, you can't even really have an opinion on whether or not it's true, because we don't know if it's true or not. How do you have an opinion on something like that doesn't exist technically yet? We don't know what's fact and what's fiction. We don't know what's being exaggerated, you know, if all of these statements are hyperbolic. We won't know anything until the footage from Kanye's conversation on The Shop, which is LeBron James' show. We won't know anything until that footage is released, and it sounds like it won't be released. So maybe something will change. Maybe they'll feel forced to release it based on all the discussion that's happening. But for now, we don't know. All we can do is kind of talk about what people are saying, people who claim to have been at The Shop recording and who claim to have seen what they saw, to have heard what they heard, and they're now relaying that to the public. And all of this is just stuff we're taking in right now. We're trying to gain an idea of Kanye, especially in a moment where he doesn't have a social media account because he's been blocked out of his Instagram and Twitter. For anybody that doesn't know, I guess I could have pulled this tweet up. See, Chris is better at this stuff. Kanye was kicked off Instagram first for making disparaging comments about Jewish people in conversations he had of Diddy. And then he went on Twitter and said something much worse. Although I see a lot of people asking, like, how is it anti-Semitic? Like, I don't even know how to respond to that. So he said something a little bit worse, at least in Twitter's eyes, and they kicked him off of Twitter. And now he's kind of existing in the ether outside of social media. God forbid you just live your life outside of that. And he's out in public saying these things now. He went on Tucker Carlson and said some interesting things, which we'll be getting into at some point. And now going on The Shop, it sounds like, anyway, it sounds like, because we've only heard it from one party, but the people who created The Shop said that Kanye said some disparaging things, some more anti-Jewish rhetoric, basically a bunch of language they didn't feel right promoting on their show and giving it a platform. So they have chosen not to air the footage. Again, we'll see if that changes. But now this has become a rumor from somebody who claims to have been on the set of The Shop. And again, we have no reason to necessarily believe this guy, but there is a key reason we could maybe believe him coming up. But basically, here we go. This post from West Sub Ever, Yay Homophobic Era. So first we have this comment from A Shittier Shit Tier For You. I read that Ye was booked to appear in the show about 3 weeks ago in advance. I figured that the show footage is not something important for everyone to see, but it's the hottest thing to potentially get leaked. So they should probably just acknowledge that they are going to try and erase it before it all gets out. What's important is what happens after the insanity, knowing that people will be offended by the mention of the meltdown and rightly concerned, but balance that with the responsible, smart conduct going forward. Not trying to make a spectacle of the meltdown, that won't help anymore. And then here comes Sacramento Dirty Boy, who is kind of the star of this rumor. who I did a little research on, by the way, and I don't know much about him. I was looking at, is this his Reddit page? I pulled up his Reddit page, and he says he works on set lighting. So I'm guessing he was in charge of lighting on the set of the shop, if this is true, if he's telling the truth. So that would be how he was there. I tried finding his Twitter profile, but I didn't know where it was. And he doesn't leave a lot of comment. He makes a couple comments about Kanye making homophobic remarks on the shop. But basically, this is what he said. The thing is, nobody will ever know the gay bashing that went on. He went crazy gay bashing. And also, they're lying, saying LeBron wasn't there. That's interesting because a lot of the reports so far have said LeBron wasn't at the conversation, which seems like a weird thing to lie about. Like, if it's something you taped, like, and LeBron was there. I mean, I guess I that's such a strange discrepancy to me, like, why you wouldn't just say LeBron was there. So that may make you question what this guy's saying, but and then here we go, a post about the episode not being released, and Sacramento Dirty Boy's back. I love saying that, Sacramento Dirty Boy. He came really super upset, saying the liberal controlling Jews were there to take him down, saying they control everything. Also said the liberal world is trying to force men to be weak, and especially black men, into effeminate men. Yeah, effeminate men who will later be turned into homosexuals. He just went on and on to some very uncomfortable things. So that is kind of where we're getting. Sorry, Chris is texting me. I kind of want to check it before I go any further, because I texted him that I was going to be making a video about this, and we were both like making sure we cover all our bases with this kind of story. No big deal there. And then, okay, here's more. So here's the thing. Yesterday, Kanye West was on LeBron James' HBO show. Actually, let me clarify. They taped it yesterday and are in the process of editing it. It's a season finale episode. They haven't released that they had him on yet. He was absolutely crazy. He talked about Jews controlling the world and information. He talked about how he feels the world is against him. He also absolutely bashed homosexual men, like he went on to town gay bashing. What I'm telling y'all is absolutely true. I don't know what LeBron is going to do now that now that there's so much heat on Kanye, but I don't know if they let this episode rot. I guess maybe like they just don't air it. I'm sure there's going to be hella editing on it and whatnot, but let me tell you, it's just wild. When you finally see them push out the ad for this episode, I want you guys to remember, you heard it from me first. If I told you some of the things I heard, you would flip. He's so much worse in person. I'm truly shocked. I thought maybe it was an act. Okay, so that is the kind of the big rumor being started. Here's more on it, but basically what this guy's saying, like, this all could have happened. We don't know. The reason we would be inclined to believe this guy is that he broke the news before any outlet, before it was even announced that Kanye would be on the show. This guy was posting about this before, like, we knew kind of was on the show, before they weren't going to be airing it or anything like that. So you can see it here. The guy posted the tweets over 12 hours ago before any news site broke it and knew about the show, so he is legit. Also, the Reddit account matches up with the Twitter guy as they talk about the same topics. Okay, so somebody knew his Twitter account. I couldn't find it. I don't see why he would lie about it. It's confirmed he knew behind-the-scenes stuff as he was the first to break the news. So that's pretty good evidence that, like, you were there because you knew it happened, and you knew, and you were talking about how it happened before people were talking about it happening. So that would be it. But there are a lot of really good points. Again, it's good to be cautious about a rumor like this because we don't know everything. Maybe this guy is really exaggerating something Kanye said, or reading into it a little bit too much, or taking it down an avenue that Kanye wasn't going down necessarily. And you see some good points in here. Yeah, this is a really stretched post to me. This is from Big Benzo9, by the way. Sorry for not shouting out the Reddit names. Chris is always really good at that, isn't he? This is really a stretch the post, and actually believe it is reliable. Just because they posted accurate information doesn't mean they didn't extrapolate the situation. You guys have taken a Reddit post as fact. should really wait to see the episode, see if the episode airs and actually what is said, or if any outtakes leak. Very true. Like, there's no reason to completely condemn Kanye for something we don't know he said. A Reddit post isn't fact. But so you're kind of seeing the balance there. Like, this guy posted about it before we even knew about Kanye being on the shop. But then again, like, so what? Like, that doesn't mean what he's saying is absolutely true. We don't know is absolutely true until we see the footage. So, what else do I have here? Here's some footage of the interview. It actually happened. We can see Kanye here on the set of the shop. He's wearing his White Lives Matter t-shirt, which you can hear all kinds of opinions about if you go to the What's Up Ever link. I'll post it down below. I'm always really bad at that too. Chris is really good at that. I'm going to post the links down below, I promise. And yeah, here's a story about Kanye's unaired footage with Tucker Carlson, in which the artist makes numerous inflammatory comments about Jews and describes a bizarre claim that fake children were planted in his home to manipulate his own kids. So is Chris here, you can see he tweeted that makes sense why that was unaired. And then someone said, you're falling for this, lean toward evidence and facts before you believe anything. Very true. You want to see that footage. You want to hear that footage before you start saying that it's true. Again, that's kind of what we're doing here in the show, though. We're trying to document everything that's happening as opposed to like spitting out an opinion. We're trying to be a little more objective about it. And then you see here the shop, there's a story here. The shop pulls episode featuring Kanye West. And we have a comment here. This is some coward shit. I literally stood there watching. He said a bit of sketchy shit, but I felt the other host push back on him in inappropriate ways to further inappropriate ways. IMO, this further stows brain dead division. That's also a great point. You like there to be a little nuance in conversations, especially like politically heated discussions where people are on two sides of the aisle. And it really doesn't do any good to just like villainize and lambast people. And it sounds like from this comment from this person who claims to have been there that Kanye may have said some stuff, but it wasn't as bad as this article is making it seem to be. Plus, other people were pushing back. And in the moments where they were pushing back on Kanye, Kanye was being very contemplative and introspective and thinking about it, and there was some sort of middle ground reached, which is par for the course of Kanye. Recently, when he had that fight on Instagram with the fashion designer, of course I'm forgetting her name, if I had pulled it up that would have fixed all this, right? But they met afterwards and found some common ground while they didn't agree. Like, they had an intelligent conversation. And I think that always seems to be the case of Kanye. So that is another reason why you maybe shouldn't fully invest yourself in the rumor, that it doesn't necessarily paint the actual picture of what happened. Even if Kanye said some what could be viewed as homophobic remarks, perhaps they came, whatever came out of his mouth came out wrong. Maybe he didn't fully think about something and then like kind of, you know, realigned something he was thinking. Like, there's all kinds of details we just don't know. So like, it's tough to like completely pick one side or the other. And it's good to hear that maybe it was a little bit more nuanced and the rumors letting it be. And if it is true, if Kanye really did say some homophobic remarks and they're really, really bad and indefendable, that would be unfortunate, because Kanye famously, as you can see in this video, addresses hip-hop's homophobia in 2005 interview with MTV. Something Kanye's always been, in my mind anyway, really famous for. That's an interesting way to think of it. This person's famous in my mind for this. I don't know if he's so famous for it anymore. I feel like a lot of people have actually forgotten that Kanye did this. But back in 2005, when homophobia really was at a height, and not just in hip-hop, but I'm thinking back 2000s, 90s, and even the 80s. I mean, I didn't grow up in the 80s, but like, I watched a lot of 80s movies where like there's rampant homophobia. So like, it really was like a big part of culture for a long time. And for someone as big as Kanye West to speak out against it was a big deal. I think I can play this, right? Maybe, hopefully you can hear it. Let's see if it works.
Everybody in high school be like, yo, you acting like a fag. you acting like, dog, you gay? And I used to deal with that when I was in high school. And what happened is it made me kind of like homophobic, because it's like, I would like go back and like question myself, like, damn, why is everybody else walk like this and I walk like this? So why is it you start just looking, because you don't realize until you're in high school, people like, yo, fam, look at you. Look at how you act. If you see something and you don't want to be that because it's such a negative connotation towards it, you try to separate yourself from it so much that it made me homophobic. By the time I was through high school, like anybody that was gay, I was like, yo, get away from me. And really, like Tupac said, started hanging with thugs, and you look up, and all my friends were like really thugged out. And it's kind of like I was racing to try to find that constant masculine role model right there, to the point where it's like I would really discriminate. Like I use the word fag, like always condescending towards gays and look down upon gays. And I mean, my cousin told me that another one of my cousins was gay. And at that point, it's kind of when the turning point where I was like, yo, this is my cousin. I love him. Like, I've been discriminating against gays. It's like, do I discriminate against my cousin? And then everything starts to click. You know, he brings his partner with him to like Thanksgiving and all that. And you just had to sit back and think, like, damn, you know, hip hop really is about, it seemed like it's about like fighting for your rights in the beginning, about speaking your mind and about breaking down barriers or whatever. But everybody in hip hop discriminates against gay people. To me, like, that's one of the standards of hip hop, is to be like, yo, you fag, you gay. Matter of fact, the exact opposite word of hip hop, I think, is gay. Like, yo, you play a record and it's like whack, that's gay, dog. You know, if it's good, that's that hip hop right there. You see what I'm saying? It's like the exact opposite. So it's like me speaking for my entire culture, or me looking at my rappers out there, hip hoppers discriminate against gay people. Mm-hmm. They feel like they can't act. Hold on 1 second. Everybody, don't throw me off. I really want to say this. I want to say this to America.
Cool.
I want to.
Put your mind.
No, he was just throwing me off just slightly. I wanted this to just come on TV and just tell my rappers, just tell my friends, like, yo, stop it, fam. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, that's really discrimination. To me, that's exactly what they used to do to black people. I'm just trying to tell people, just stop all that.
Oh God, make it stop. Anyway. Wow. Okay. I haven't watched that in a while, actually. I remember seeing it way back when, and I guess I've probably seen it a couple times over the years, but I don't think I've watched the full interview clip. I mean, it's just, it's incredible the point Kanye was at, especially back in 2005 when, again, homophobia was very rampant, especially in hip hop. And to see him working through all those thoughts, it's, God, I just love, it's again, why I really want to see the Shop interview. Like, the more I think about it, and especially if all these rumors are coming out, it feels a little, it feels strange to not air the footage. Like, they said they don't want to air it because they don't want to give Kanye's voice a platform. But Kanye could go say these things anywhere. I say air the footage and like let people form their own opinions on what he said. Let the words speak for themselves. Like, let's cut out all of the hyperbolic statements and whatever readings we're putting into it, and like let people decide. Like, we're all intelligent people. Like, we can listen to Kanye's words and have an intelligent discourse about it. So gosh, I hope they do air it now, because you know, you watch Kanye talk there, and you know, that's how Kanye is in these conversations. He's very introspective and he's very thoughtful. And I really don't want to believe this idea that he's just spewing hate and there's really nothing else to it. It's a very, like, I've never viewed Kanye as being that blockheaded, you know? He's somebody who's capable of compassion and discussion. So, okay, that's kind of, I don't know, that's everything. That's, we've taken all of the information here. You can take what you want from that information, decide what you want with that information. Ultimately, though, I think I would just ask you to, you know, be as fair as you can, because like, we don't know the truth. These are just rumors. We're just kind of like trying to like survey the land here and figure out like where Kanye is, what headspace he's in. And, you know, especially as Kanye stands, like, we still care about him. Like, we want him to get better, to take care of himself, to be as loving as he always has been. And you kind of have to talk about it. You have to think about it. And that's what we're doing here. Okay. Thanks for watching. Again, listen to the show. We have a podcast. I feel like a lot of people don't know that. We have a podcast. It's called Watching the Throne. Season 8 premieres next week, next Tuesday. We're going to be doing an overview of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, ranking all the songs before we get into the album itself. We'll be going song by song through the album, week by week. Each episode's dedicated to a song. The episodes are long. We do lots of research. We try hard. Please listen. Please do that for us. Okay. Stay wavy. Keep it loopy.